Հանուն որ եւ որդու եւ Հոգուին Սրբո, Ամեն. In today's gospel reading, we hear of Christ's first miracle, which took place at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And at this wedding, the wine ran out. The wine ran out and there was no more wine, and so he ordered that there be six huge jars for purification rites, and these six jars be filled with water to the top, and he turns this water into wine. And he orders that the servants take this now wine that was turned from water to the head of the master of the feast, the MC. Take it to him and have him try it. And he tries it and he says how delicious it is, how wonderful it is. And he says, usually people serve the good wine, the good alcohol at the beginning when everyone can taste it. But by the time they're drunk and they don't know the difference, they usually serve the bad wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. And this event is very much like our lives. The wedding guests do not notice and do not know, but more so do not notice that a miracle has taken place. They just realize that there is good wine. We too, in our everyday lives, do not notice the miracles and the signs that God gives us each day. And we just ascribe them to something else, as to a good fortune that has happened in our lives. There's a story of a man who is renovating his roof with nails. And as he's renovating his roof, he accidentally takes the wrong step and starts to slip. And he starts to slide down the roof. He's about to fall off the roof when he calls out to the Lord and he says, "Lord, save me." And right before he falls off his, sleeve, thank you. His sleeve catches onto a nail and he's hanging from the roof. And as he's hanging from the roof, he says to God, "Never mind, Lord, the nail has saved me." So often we find ourselves in this same situation. So often we don't notice the multitude of miracles, the multitude of signs that take place in our lives every day. Many times, many of us ascribe things that happen to us to luck, to happenstance, or to coincidence. And we don't notice how much God is involved in our lives and is active in our lives. And as a result, unfortunately, we miss out on that joy and that comfort and that blessing of knowing that God is present with us now. We forget that the signs that are all around us are very obvious to us if we only look at them. So often when something bad happens in our lives, what's one of the first questions people ask? Where is God? Why is this happening to me? Why would God let this happen to me? Where is he? But when there are so many good things happening to us, God is usually on the back burner, not very involved, and not very remembered in our lives. Last week, and I don't remember which day last week, because I preached for 4 days, but one of those sermons was about how through God's incarnation, through Christ's birth and the incarnation of the Lord, heaven and earth were united. They became one. God is no longer in some far-off distant galaxy that we can't see, but he is here among us now. And we pray this, and we call him Emmanuel because it means God is with us. God is all around us, especially during the Badara, during the Divine Liturgy. He is here, he is present, and especially when we receive Holy Communion. And we have to learn to see the spiritual world around us. When we go out into the world, we usually put on a set of glasses that are worldly glasses. We see only what we see. The things that are around us, and that's it. Very black and white. But we need to learn to put on our spiritual glasses. And these glasses cannot be bought at any store. The church does not give them out to dues-paying members, or if you make big donations, I don't give you a special set of glasses so that you can see the spirituality around you. The only way you can receive these types of glasses and this eyesight is when you live a life that is dedicated to God. That means you must live a life of humility, of fasting, of charity, of love, and of bravery and courage. Then we can see who God is, and we can see God around us and in each other. But many of us do not live that way, myself included. Many of us live a life of fear and worry, of anxiety, of selfishness, of pride, of eating more than we really should, and especially a life of hatred. We hate certain people or certain groups of people. And as a result, we only see the things around us and not God around us. If we're able to put these things into our lives, we'll see God and we'll see the answers and the signs that He gives us. All of us have had experiences like this. I know it. All of us have had experiences where we have prayed to God and He has given us an answer, where He has sent us a miracle, or He has sent us a sign leading us to the truth and the right path to follow. But we usually, if I ask you now, most of us will give us one or two or three examples of this. But in reality, He gives this to us every day, every moment that we live. If we continue to live our lives for ourselves and not for God, all we will see is the immediate world around us. But if we say to God, I'm dedicating my life to You. I am going to serve You. I am going to do the things I don't want to do, but I know I should do. He will then give us those glasses of spirituality so that we can see the miracles around us. Just as the guests at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee did not recognize the miracle that took place, but enjoyed the miracle that took place and drinking. Likewise, so often, we don't notice the miracles taking place, but we enjoy them all the time. And when they don't happen, we get mad. It is my prayer that in this new year, and the very, very, very hectic lives we live, I know we all have very hectic lives, we don't overlook and we don't ignore the miracles and the signs that take place. And we change our lives to see God in everything. And that the next time something happens to us, great. Instead of thinking, oh, how lucky I am, or what good fortune I have, or what a nice coincidence this is, we take a step back and we look and we search to see how God is involved in that, how He is performing a miracle in our lives, and how we can take that miracle and share it with others. Just as in the wedding feast of Cana of Galilee, they did not keep the wine for themselves, but they shared it with everyone. That is my prayer for this new year for each of us. Amen.